Welcome to Vallejo's Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, July 16th, 2017. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching. The message today is, We All Are One Body. The New Testament lesson is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 31.
Our value to one another, our interdependence in the world. Because human beings are never as independent as we think ourselves to be. Especially now where we are globally connected, every day I hear another story about how my actions here could be affecting something on the other side of the world. My choices about energy affect the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. The wisdom of this text is not so much that identifying that we are interconnected as much as how we might treat one another with our interdependence. Paul writes very practical life advice to a community in conflict, a community that's struggling to get along with each other. Do you know anybody who struggles to get along with each other? In a time where we look at political standstills, where we struggle in our own city and school district in Vallejo. But lest we think that all that disagreement is out there, it might be honest to turn our gaze at the log in our own eye before we go pick the specks out of other people's eyes. For here, too, amongst the gracious people who gather on a Sunday morning in worship, we don't all get along. Believe me, I hear it as your pastor. I hear the, this time of day thing. It's a little too early for me. Other people say, oh, it's a little too late for me. I can't get on to the rest of my stuff. And the temptation is twofold. One is to put down the other side. Like the eye says to the hand, I don't need you. To say, I don't need those folks to play drums in worship. The other way is to detach and to walk away, to remove oneself. Because I'm not an eye. I don't belong to the body. Because they're not playing what I want them to play, then I just won't come to worship. But those responses destroy the interconnectedness and the community. Instead, how do we build up the body rather than tear it down? For Paul, the answer to that is about recognizing that everyone in the community is a member of it, and as they are members of it, there are different specialties, different roles, different personalities, different strengths, and that Christ is glorified when we use our differences together with Jesus Christ as the head. Easier said than done. So I wanted to do something this morning to help us practice and recognize our differences in this community and also how they could work together. Not in that binary, I'm an old 9 o'clock person, I'm an 11 o'clock person, but in recognizing a theory called multiple intelligences. So full confession here, I'm one of those people who love those personality inventories, like the Myers-Briggs, I'm an ENTJ. Enneagram, I'm a 3. I took the StrengthFinders inventory last year. Achiever, discipline, pretty important to me, learner. And I find those so refreshing because I get reminded that everyone doesn't process the world the same way I do. I'm married to an introvert. He needs way more alone time than I do. And I'm like, who are we going to go play with today? These tools are about self-discovery and self-rediscovery. And the caveat is, it's not meant to be limiting, like the only thing I am is a combination of 4 letters, ENTJ and you don't even know what that is. Like, that's not meant to limit anybody. But to be able to look at our lives with some lens and language and perspectives and categories. So I'm going to ask you to flip to the back of your bulletin. There's a full color circle that looks like this. And I'm going to ask you to grab a writing implement. There's probably a pencil in the pew in front of you. Ah, what happened to my microphone? Uh-oh. Oh, microphone issues. What is that? Okay. Let's get back. Okay. Hair and this microphone are not cooperating this morning. There we go. Okay. No. Yes. There we go. Okay. Don't touch it, Wendy. Just don't touch it. Okay, so you've got your picture. You need a little pen or a pencil thing. So these inventories, you're not going to land in any one place and like have nothing else, because all of us have a bit of this in ourselves. But I'm going to read through some descriptions, and if it sounds kind of like you and how you process the world, you can put a little check mark or a little happy face or whatever. And if it doesn't sound as much like you, you could be like, yeah, not so much, right? So I'll start with the interpersonal. Interpersonal are people who learn and love interacting with other people. So you might be more of an interpersonal learner if you like study groups. You learn better in groups. If you're paying attention to social issues and causes, you might be interpersonal if you think more the merrier. Interpersonal folks like joining clubs and extracurricular activities, as well as learning about different cultures. Okay, verbal linguistic. Verbal linguistic. So verbal linguistic, these are those people who like doing the crossword in the newspaper. Or they're giving lots of puns. Every time you turn around. Verbal people might enjoy keeping a written journal and writing and reading a lot. Verbal people might write for pleasure and find it easy to understand when other people are speaking. Verbal people might also be interested in foreign languages. A lot of our schooling tends to focus on verbal learning and verbal processing. Okay, number three. Where am I going? Three is logical. Logical, mathematical. Logical, mathematical folks, right? They may keep their desk very neat and organized. Everything is in its place. Right? They're good at following step-by-step instructions to be able to put something together. We don't all learn the same way, right? Some people are going, yeah, this is not so neat, right? Logical people like to ask why questions. They like to solve puzzles. They like those brain teaser kind of puzzles. They love Excel spreadsheets. And things that they can get frustrated with people who are disorganized, right? And things need to make sense if they're going to do them. Okay? Know any of those folks around you? Maybe yourself or somebody you're connected to? Naturalistic. So naturalistic was actually not one of the initial intelligences that Gardner came up with, but when somebody suggested it to him later, he said, that makes sense, we'll add this in. So naturalistic folks certainly are paying attention to the earth, and they notice nature around them. They're also folks who are highly concerned about the environment and the ethics of how we treat the environment. will enjoy watching nature programs on TV. Animals are important in their lives. Or perhaps they enjoy working in the garden and spending time outdoors, fishing, bird watching. They can also be good at categorizing things. You know how you can kind of categorize, this is the bird that's like this? And so that skill kind of transfers with that naturalistic intelligence. The yellow one down there is the intrapersonal. So there's interpersonal, which is between people. Intrapersonal is understanding one's self. So some examples of intrapersonal is somebody who says, I know myself well. I can take strong opinions about controversial issues. An intrapersonal person cares about fairness. But working alone is better than working in a group. An intrapersonal person is not always easily influenced by other people. And they want to work best on an activity and carry it forward at their own pace. This is another one who needs to know why I should do something before I agree to do it. Okay, visual spatial. There's actually a lot of visual spatial learning going on. So visual spatial, these are people who are paying attention to color. They walked in the sanctuary, they went, whoa, color. Perhaps they enjoy doing jigsaws or mazes. They're the people who can read the map. A visual person likes movies and is really observant. And sometimes when they're reading a book, they can just imagine it in their mind. They get a full picture of what it is that they're reading. And they can recall a lot of those pictures back. So when they're getting organized, it's not always a list. It's how things look on a page. Spatial, too. It's like, yeah, do you know which way is north right now? If you are, you might be more of that spatial learner. That's not me. Let's see. Musical. Musical are people who play music in their mind. If it's put to music, they just memorize it. It can just go on and on. Music can also be rhythm, being able to keep a beat, or paying attention to rhythms in life as well. Enjoying many different kinds of music, or can listen to a piece of music and be able to pick out which instruments are playing. There can be a curse. Somebody with high musical intelligence can always tell when somebody else is flat. Some of the musical and rhythmic also shows up in enjoying poetry and the patterns and rhythms of poetry. But they're also easily picking up on noises and sounds going on. And then there's body kinesthetic. Body kinesthetic. These are people, they can't sit still. They're going to fidget. They're going to tap their foot, right? And in our classrooms, right, we've often not encouraged this. Active sports. Curious about textures, right? Body kinesthetic folks are good with working with hands and learn a lot by doing. Sometimes a body kinesthetic person would say that they could think through their problems while they're on a walk or while they're on a treadmill, and that actually helps their brain work for their body to be doing something. There are people who like to watch and attend dance performances, or perhaps working with tools. But again, the sitting still for long periods of time, really boring. So given that quick overview, and this is not a scientific, psychological approved, you know, testing format, but given how you, look at your chart and heard those descriptions, what I'd love for us to do now is to just sort of take turns, like raising hands and looking around the room around you, just to see the differences in our body. So you can raise your hand for more than one category. Like, I'm like, oh, I am so interpersonal, but I love my garden. So you, and you can raise for all eight if that really is true for you. Okay, so this is not about like, yo, you can't vote twice. You can vote as many times as you want. But I would be curious for us to look around the room and see what's the diversity in this room, even today. So let's start somewhere else. Intrapersonal. Any folks that really connected with that intrapersonal? Yeah, you need some time to yourself. Sometimes in worship, silence might be important to you all. Right? To get some, so look around, right? Notice whose hands are up, right? Some of these folks need something that you don't need. Okay. Visual spatial. How many of you consider yourself to be a visual spatial learner? Okay. So some people have both, and like look around, right? You're like, okay. Visual spatial learners. Okay. Musical? I'm sensing a little heavy weight over here, right? But people who enjoy playing an instrument, enjoy listening to music, right? So, yeah. What about body kinesthetic? You're out running. Yeah. Yeah. And so in worship, right, when we move forward and tie things onto the ribbon, then you're not just sitting in worship. You actually got up, moved, went somewhere. On Palm Sunday, when we did a palm processional and we all moved around, that's a way that we can be bodied. Interpersonal. Who are my buds? Me. Yeah, like I would rather be on a committee than sit and work on something all by myself. What about verbal linguistic? Yeah, Dale, thank you for all your puns. Yes. Yeah, lots of Presbyterians, we kind of do this verbal linguistic thing. And the joke about the, who is it, the Unitarian Universalists, like why are they so bad at singing hymns? Because they're always reading ahead the words to see if they agree what they say. logical, mathematical. Who loves the spreadsheets and the chart, the structure, the organization? We need these folks in churches. They help us keep our budget straight, right? This is important, right? These are folks who might pay attention to the order of the worship and notice what happens next and what's coming up next. And sometimes you check it off as the worship service goes, like we did this, we did that. naturalistic. Folks who are tuned in. Yeah, we have quite a lot of naturalistic folks. Right? Yeah. But you all might be not tuning into the sermon and looking out at the hydrangeas and notice how, you know, pinky purpley they are. Right? That's okay. But fun. And you might notice the person next to you probably did not raise their hands at the same times that you did. I love these inventories because they help us look and acknowledge one another. And if there's any place where I would want to be getting the message that we can be different from one another and still love and work cooperatively with one another, I hope that it would be a church and a body of Christ, and it would be in our worship of God together. One of my key learnings from the worship conference that I went to with Dr. Marcia McPhee and got Diane and Michael and Margaret to come with me, we talked about multi-sensory worship, which is how can we, in our worship time and space, make sure that we are conveying things visually and in movement, interpersonally and intrapersonally. Can we be paying attention to nature and music and verbal and the structure of logical, mathematical? And to be able to recognize that when you include these multi-sensory aspects of worship, You aren't going to connect with every person in the room in the same way. We're not created and wired that way. We're created with these differences. And yet, we're one body. We all showed up on a Sunday morning at the same time to be in corporate worship. Corpus is the Latin for body. So when we say we're in corporate worship, we say that we are a body of Christ together. And so when we worship together corporately in our worship of God, it's saying as a whole body, we're here to worship God. So here's the trick. Worship isn't about you. Worship is about God. And so when we come together and we worship with all our differences, we're joining together to worship God. So there may be a moment in these worship services that are just not quite your cup of tea. But in the spirit of compassion and compromise, perhaps there is somebody else in the body of Christ who is worshiping God fully in that moment in a way that you don't even understand because they're created differently. Perhaps the person across the aisle from you is soaking up a moment of silence where you can't stop fidgeting. Or perhaps the person who looked really bored during the whole sermon, the boring talky parts, jumps up when it's time to tie the ribbon or to take communion and they tune in. Or perhaps the person sitting on your same pew is belting out a worship song that you never particularly cared for, and you're staring out at how the sunshine is going through the leaves and reflecting on how God has gifted us with growth and sunshine in a mysterious way. The goal then would be to lift one another up, rather than disparaging that somebody else doesn't get it, but to lift one another up in the body. And if we do that, we can live and practice being a community. We can practice our skills at building up connection and interconnectedness. It's a privilege to be able to get to practice this, being united by the greatest of all things, God. And as we practice and learn it here, we're imperfect human beings, we're not always good at this, but if we practice and learn it here, I believe that those gifts will help our families, our friends, our workplaces, and our neighbors as well. For we desperately need people who can build connections and relationships across differences so that our world can be healed and made whole. You yourselves are the body of Christ and individually members of it. Let's live that way. Thanks be to God. The people say, Amen.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.